next opportunity point.
Hey, thanks for holding, Brian. My name is Charlie. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You were speaking to my mapping coordinator, Precious. Did you have any questions on what she was talking to you about?
Well, I guess what kind of packages are you? Because apparently this is a yearly package or a monthly package or what is it?
Yeah, so good question. So we do have yearly packages, but our most popular one, Brian, is our month-to-month. There's no contracts. We do ask that you give us a two-month verbal agreement because it does take a little time to get you to the first page of Google. It's not just like a snap of a finger. That's not how, you know, Google works. We do ask that you give us 30 to 45 days. We say that it'll take 30 to 45 days with that. Now, do you have a Google Business profile at the moment, or have you not even been able to get verified with Google?
I think it's still listed as Google, but in Sioux City, Iowa. But that's
yes.
What I was telling your other person that I moved to Clarksville, Tennessee.
Oh.
And I was in the process of bringing up the new address for the office, and I got it here now if you want it.
Yes. What is that?
128.
Okay, hold on.
For North.
Give me one second here. My computer is, like, going super slow. Okay, so it's 128 North.
North 2nd Street.
Okay.
107.
Okay.
Clarksville, Tennessee. 37040.
Okay. And you said the suite is 107, right?
Right.
Okay.
And this will be my office where we take the clients to show them the samples and their drawings and everything so that they can make their final decision.
Gotcha. Okay. And then do you have anything that you do with, let's say, do you do any, like, Facebook where you post your before and after pictures, people contact you through there, anything like that, or do you just have that Google Business profile?
I have a good Facebook business page, this kitchen design guy.
Okay, awesome.
And also I do advertising on there.
Okay.
And I recently just posted a bunch of advertising, which is running currently for the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
For Clarksville, Tennessee.
Okay.
I don't have my website up right now because I was just in the process of moving from Sioux City, Iowa to Clarksville, and then we're hopefully have that up and going here within the next week or two, but it'll be there'll be one little change to it, but we're going to link Kitchen Design Guy up with it, but it'll be Kitchen Design Guys as plural.
Okay.
That's the only change it'll be, but I have a following on my Facebook of about 7,000, so.
Oh, wow.
I have a lot. So I've been at it for a while. And I do a
nice.
Lot. I've done a lot of advertising in the past, and that's usually when I keep getting more people on board, you know, people that are thinking about doing it in the future sometime.
Okay, gotcha. So if you don't need any help with advertising, because we help with Facebook as well, we actually set up a retargeting campaign. So anybody that searches your services on Google, we retarget them on Facebook. And we can do that and target specific cities and industries. Do you need help with that, or you kind of have that all taken care of?
I think we're pretty good, and plus I just enlisted with Angie's List or Home Advisor recently, and I'm doing their program too to get things kicked off for Clarksville.
Okay, and how do you like their service so far?
Well, so far I really can't say. It's only been like 3 days, so I'd have to ask maybe in a month or two from now, then I can tell you something.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, how this works here is that we would be able to help you change everything over so that way it does say Clarksville, Tennessee on your Google Business profile. And research shows that when people do not have a Google Channel partner helping them with this, their account tends to get suspended. And it's very hard and it's a very pain to get it up and running and get it back to normal. So we would make sure that this is done correctly for you. Now, because you don't have the, you don't need the Facebook or anything like that, this does, it's only a month-to-month deal. So it is $199 month-to-month. There's no startup fee because you already have everything set up. We just need to make sure we get that done correctly and then populating you on the first page for the services that you already offer in your area. Okay.
Okay. What kind of services do you offer about reviews? Because I had a really bad experience last spring when my wife was dying of cancer. And then we had an account that, we had an account that I wasn't able to order their cabinets, but I told them I'd make it right and get them paid back. But they hurried up and went on Google and put a bad review plus they, and I took their money and I did pay them back. Plus I gave 15% interest. But I just wondered, what's the chances of getting that one particular review cleaned up?
Yeah, so how Google works, and I apologize, you have to go through that, and I condolence from me to you on that, because that's tough. For how Google works with reviews, it's very customer-friendly. So you can't physically remove the review. You can just respond to it. And you can ask them to maybe remove the review itself, but they don't allow you to go in there and take reviews off. They don't work that way.
So is it better for me to respond to it by explaining that my wife was dying, that I told them that I was going to make it right, and then when I did pay them back, they got 15% more than what they had paid me, because I actually gave them 15%.
Yeah, in all honesty, I would absolutely do that if I were you. I would put your – what happened, you gave the money back plus 15% interest, and if they could maybe contact you or if maybe you guys can talk, because you're only allowed to put one review per Google business listing. So if you guys talk about it, hash it out, and then they take that review off, then you save it. But Google wants – you to have a connection with your customers, and that's why they don't allow you to be like, hey, we can just take off bad reviews. They don't work that way.
So the people that put it on there can actually take it off?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, well, I'll text them and find out. Otherwise, if they don't take it off, then I'll at least respond to it and explain what happened.
Yeah, that way, you know, everybody that does do the reviews and they look at it, they can see that, hey, you know, nobody's perfect, right? And you had a tough challenge going through that horrific stage in your life that, you know, you can just put that there and people will definitely be understanding of it. But yeah, I'm sure they will too. So hopefully they can take that review off. But we can also help you manage those reviews. So we'll be able to help new reviews come in, right? So if you do a job, we can help you maybe send out a text message to somebody and say, hey, thanks for choosing Kitchen Design Guys. Please leave us a 5-star review on the service you received. And then they can click that link, go to your page, and then leave your review right then and there. We also do set you up with a tracking system. So you'll be able to know how many clicks, how many calls you're getting from Google. You'll also be able to track how well you're populating in the areas that you're in the Clarksville, Tennessee area. Okay?
Okay, question then. If I hire you to do this for a while and I decide to quit doing it, what happens next then?
Good question. So you would keep everything. You would keep all your reviews. You would keep all your Google Business Profile. Everything that we did for you, it's all yours. We don't take that away from you. The only thing that stops is we stop populating you to the first page, and that's it. You keep everything else. Yeah. And there's no early termination fees. There's no fee to cancel. I do take you through a voice verification. We just ask that you just give us 3 business days before your next billing is due. And then we can, obviously we wouldn't charge, it wouldn't come out as a monthly fee at that point. We'd just give us a little heads up, but food for thought. But I mean, I don't see why you would quit, cancel the service if you're if you're on the first page getting phone calls, right?
Well, that I'm just curious, just what would happen if I did, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So
a little food for thought that you have here. I'll sign up with you guys
if you can get everything like updated for me, so that way it's ready for Clarksville.
Yeah, so what I need to do is I'm going to create your account here. I'm going to ship I'm going to secure your listing. I'm going to send everything over to my tech team, and I'm going to schedule an onboarding call with you and my tech team. Now, once that onboarding call is finished, that's when we're going to start making those changes correctly. They're just going to verify that everything is correct. So that way, when we do make those changes, it's a smooth sailing for you in the first month, okay?
Yep.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure I have everything correct here for your business information. I have kitchen design guy. Is it going to be guys with plural, or is it just going to be guy?
Yeah, go ahead and put S on there so it's already updated.
Okay.
So we'll have it plural.
Okay, and then I have the 128 North 2nd Street, Suite 107, Clarksville, Tennessee, 37040, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then your business phone number that your customers contact you on is the 712-539-0205. Is that correct?
Yep. That's my only phone line. That's the one I use.
Okay. Awesome. And then for your last name, Brian, what is that?
Kind, K-I-N-D.
Brian Kind. You must be a really kind person, huh?
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah. All right, Brian, what's a good email address to send everything over to you with your invoice?
Brian with a I, B-R-I-A-N, at kitchendesignguy, just singular, .com.
Okay. Kitchen design. Okay. And then Clarksville, Tennessee, are you Central Time or are you Eastern?
Central.
Okay. I know it's kind of like on the border of like Eastern time zones. Okay.
Go on the other side of Nashville. I think you get closer to like Knoxville, then you're in Eastern time.
Yeah, exactly. So it's always confusing because Tennessee is a tricky state for that.
Let me just make sure I understand.
And you just moved there? How long did you move there till? Or how long you been there?
A week and a half.
Oh, wow.
A week and a half ago. I'm actually in Iowa at the moment getting another load of stuff to bring back down to Clarksville. So I'm kind of back and forth until I get it done. But it's an 800-mile trip, so you got to be really serious of what you're going to take.
Oh, that's for sure. I've never moved like that, but I know I've driven from – my dad doesn't fly, so I've drove from California all the way to Times Square because he doesn't fly.
that was a drive.
Yeah,
was that like 3,000 miles or more or what?
Yeah, it was like 3,000, like 3,200 or something like that.
Yeah, that's a long way.
It was a fun deal, but okay, Brian, so I have everything set here for your Google Business profile. How would you like to secure the listing? Are you going to put it on the Kitchen Guy's credit card, or are you going to do a personal? How do you want to secure the listing?
It'll just be on my card for now.
Okay,
my
so it's just going to
card.
It's just going to say Brian Kind?
Yep.
Okay, Brian and then Kind. The billing address for it, is it the same as the 12 North 2nd Street or no?
No, it'll be my townhouse address. It'll be 2299 Raleigh Court, Unit G. And the zip code's a little different, 37043.
Yep. Is that in Clarksville?
Yep, that's in Clarksville. Clarksville's pretty big, so they have several zip codes, but it's like 170,000, so it's a fairly good size.
Okay. And then, Rawling is R-A-L-E-I-G-H, correct?
Correct.
I just want to make sure.
Raleigh Court.
Raleigh Court. Yeah, I have Court.
Unit G.
Okay, let me just make those changes. And then you said the zip code is a 37043, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then are you going to be using, is it going to be a MasterCard, a Visa, of American Express, Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
403-4497-1300-7571.
Okay.
Expiration date is 0328.
Okay.
Do you need anything else then, or?
I need the security code.
Security code is 515.
Okay. And then I'm going to set up a security question here. So every time we call you, we know it's you that we're talking to, Brian, and then we know you know that it's us that you're talking to as well. So I have three questions. You can have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Well, first pet's name. Her name was Queenie. That's Q-U-E-E-N-I-E.
Queenie. Was Queenie a dog?
A bird dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That
I was like 5
cool.
years old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, so I have everything set up here for you, Brian. So before I do make the transaction here, I want to go through the voice verification really quickly. So this is just an added protection for you. It will be sent to you in writing. I do have you on that $199 price. I'm just going to walk you through this. If you don't understand something, just let me know, and then I can rephrase it for you, okay? Okay. All Welcome right. to Flash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Kitchen Design Guys.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Kind, owner.
Awesome. Are you an authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Ryan, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your Queenie is your password, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash, Brian?
Yes.
Awesome. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
To you guys or to who?
To us.
I guess it depends on what you're asking. I'm not sure of the question.
Okay. Let me rephrase it for you, Brian. So basically, if you had somebody else working on your Google business profile, you would let us know.
Right.
Yeah, I just
but
have to ask.
If you're doing your
policy.
Job. if you're doing your job, I shouldn't have to ask, right?
Right, exactly. That's why I just have to ask that you would just let us know if you had somebody else working on this.
Right. As long as you did what you're supposed to do, I shouldn't even be a thought.
Okay. I just have to, it's our policy, right. I have to ask it for you, so.
Right.
Your payment for initial term and setup, for the account will be charged today, which is November 7th, in the non-refundable amount of the $199. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 7th in the amount of $199. This is a recurring payment. Now you may at any time by contacting our client support number at 877 635-6225, and I'll email that to you as well, okay?
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah, to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. So, Brian, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you and my tech team. What's the best time for you where they can just go over and just verify everything just to make sure everything is correct here? It's our onboarding call.
Okay, I'm got a lot of things going on today, so I don't know if it'd be better to do this about like 5 or 5:30 today.
Okay, so you're Mountain Time right now, or are you Central?
Central.
You're
I'm still in Central. I'm one extreme to the one direction versus the other. So I'm
yeah.
Central.
You're just moving around in the Central Time Zone. Okay, so. What
yeah.
I have available for today is I have a 4 o'clock availability for my tech team. The 5 o'clock is already booked up. I can do tomorrow in the morning if you want to do that. That's wide open for you, but the latest I can go today is 4 o'clock Central Time.
What's the time? What's your schedule tomorrow then?
Tomorrow, the only time I would say is a no-go is 2 p.m. because that's when my tech team takes lunch. Other than that,
how early do you do it?
I can do it at 9 a.m. That's 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So if you do it at 9, how long of a phone call do you think this will be?
Probably be around 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay, so we'll tomorrow's a bad day too. Let's see. Today you said 4 o'clock's the only opening.
The 4 o'clock is the only opening right now.
We can try it. I mean, the only thing would be is if I'm in a bad area where I'm dropping the call.
Okay.
So if that was the case, I guess we'd have to reschedule.
Yeah. So I can book it for today and at the 4 o'clock one. And then if you're not available to do it, my tech team will call you, and then you could just always say, hey, can we reschedule for tomorrow at this time? And then they'll be able to reschedule it. But as long as we can maybe try to do it today, that will get everything moving for you.
Are they just going to be asking a lot of questions, or what is it?
Yeah, so they're just going to verify that everything here is correct because of the change in address, and then two, they're just going to make sure that they have everything correct with the services you offer so we can start populating you in that Clarksville area on that first page of Google for the services that you offer. We want to make sure you come up on the first page for all the services.
Okay.
Okay. So you want me to schedule it for 4?
Yeah, we'll try for 4. If I'm at least on the interstate, I should be able to have good reception. There's just a couple spots I know.
They're dead
dropping
zones.
Calls the other day.
Yeah.
So
no, I definitely understand. I've definitely understand. I've done a cross country trip before, so
oh,
I definitely
yeah.
know what you mean. Okay, so I'm gonna set this up and send you an email on that. You should have received some emails and some text messages from us. There's a text message there with our terms and conditions. I need you to sign that right now. So could you just pull up your text messages, see if that came through for you? It should say welcome
yeah.
to Local Splash. We sent a invoice to your email we have on file, and then it'll have a link there that says my.localsplash.com/terms, and then it has your phone number on the end of it. Do you see that?
Yeah, I'm filling it out right now.
Okay. So there's two check boxes,
right?
Yeah, there's two check boxes there, and then it's just the signature to verify that you're the card authorization holder. It's going to take you to a login page once that's done.
Okay, then I got to set up a password and everything.
Okay, so good. Don't do anything yet. So that's the tracking system that we're going to create for you. That's going to be sent to you in email. We're going to send you the login credentials in about 5 to 7 days, and then you'll be able to track everything going forward from there.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me so far, Brian, that I can answer for you? I have everything set up here. I've sent you an email for 4 o'clock. I've also sent you an email on your invoices and then everything that we're going to be performing for you as well.
Okay. Yeah, I got local splash support.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I got one from Charlie. Is that also you or?
That's me.
Okay. That's you. Well, nice to meet you, Charlie.
Nice to meet you too, Brian.
I got a beautiful 1 year old long-haired cat named Charlie.
Do you?
Charlie and Sebastian. They're brothers.
It's common. I always get like people say like my dog his name is Charlie, and I'm like, yeah, well, okay.
you'll be proud to be sharing the name with this cat. He's a real beautiful cat.
Okay. Well, then I don't feel so bad then.
No, it's not like a one fanger or something like that. You know, he's a beautiful cat. So
awesome. Okay. Well, I'm going to send this all over to my tech team, Brian, so that way they can get started on this and then they're going to call you at 4. I want to also welcome you to Local Splash and congratulate you here. We treat everybody like a family, especially our clients. So we're going to get this moving for you so that way when you get settled in the Clarksville area, this stuff is up and running for you, okay?
Well, I appreciate that.
All right. If you have any questions, you can always email me and I can always call you directly as well, okay?
Okay. So it says something about pictures needed for this, so that need jobs like showing my work and stuff, you mean, or what?
Yeah, so if you want, you can do that now. My tech team will go over that with you to show, like, to start populating your Google Business profile. We can put pictures on there so people can look at that as well. So if you want, you can start sending pictures in there, and that would be 100% helpful for us also. If you want to wait till later, you can do it just however fast you want to get that over to us.
It'll probably be tonight or something because I got a lot of stuff I got going on right now, so.
Yeah, no problem. So when you have a chance, you can have that. We just send that over to you. So then that way when we go through the onboarding call, they'll let you know that that's there, and that's where you can send us the pictures, and we can start populating that for you as well. Okay?
Yeah, I just recently did that for Angie's list, so I got like 80 pictures already ready to go, so.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Yeah, that'll be great for us too because we can start populating those.
All right, that sounds great.
All right, Brian. Well, I appreciate you. I hope you're driving. You drive safely. I know cross country it gets a little boring, but we're gonna call you
when you find.
Yeah. It's you start thinking a lot. But we're gonna call you.
Well, the thing is, I'll tell you the remedy for that. The remedy for that is not only try to talk to everybody that you know, so you're busy. But also go on YouTube and start Googling or YouTubing if you like alternative rock or anything like that, just do that for covers where all these artists do their own versions of certain songs, and that's really interesting too because it's a song you'll know, but they've done it with their own flavor and their own way because it's really cool because you'll know the song, but they put their own spin on it.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to do that because I'm taking a road trip to Texas here pretty shortly, so I'm definitely going to have to do that. I'll definitely let my girlfriend know. We'll check that out.
All right.
So.
Yeah, whatever you do a search on, tag it with covers for the last word, and then you'll bring up all these artists that are trying to make it big, and they do an excellent job. But this way it shows you different people that – or singing the same song you know, but doing it with their own flavor.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to look into that.
I got onto that. Man, that made my driving so much better. I'm just saying. It made my trip so much more fun because I could listen to that stuff, the songs I knew, but it wasn't the same old song. You know what I mean?
Yes. I definitely get you on that one, so. So I'm going to get this going for you, and then we're going to call you in a little bit. I just want to make sure they have everything for you here. So if you have no more questions for me, Brian, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to start working on this so we can start getting this up and running for you, okay?
But when you mean a little bit, you're talking about the 4 o'clock call, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Because
I won't be watching my phone real close until about 4 o'clock, and then because you guys use random numbers when you call me, so I gotta be ready to answer whatever number that's gonna be popping up. So
it's gonna come from our customer service number. It's gonna be coming from the 877-635-6225 number. That's the number I emailed you, so you'll have that. You have that number. So that number around 4:15. Yeah, answer that call because that's gonna be our tech team. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, Brian. Well, we'll talk to you here in a little bit, in a couple hours, and then we'll get everything rocking and rolling here for you and start changing this up so that way you guys can start populating in that area, okay?
All right. That sounds great.
All right, Brian. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.